Hey, Barstool listeners, you can find every episode of this show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
I just want a beer.
I just want a beer.
My wife
keeps cheating. See, we need to keep the same.
You know what I mean?
Welcome to Friday Night Points, presented by Barstool Sports. It's presented by Barstool Bites, bruv, isn't it?
Stop. I don't even sound like that. I need to see facts.
I was thinking, what's the matter with this guy? Have you got a condition or something?
I'm not just talking about it.
It's a perfect cancer.
It's a perfect British accent. I can't get cancer for doing British accents. Come on now. I sound like Tom Hardy, don't I?
I know you don't,
blood. You sound like what's
your name? You sound like you're smoking some spice, blood. That's what you sound like.
What is wrong with this,
blood? I'm really trying to do a British accent.
You sound Scottish.
Have you seen Green Street, Elijah?
That's
a
promo. It's presented by Barstool Bites. It's our new food. We combined with Chef Greenspan, bunch of people from the Food Network. It is divine food. I got the fight salads for the dip. It's a spinach nacho dip. Keegs, what do you got?
Sweet Bites. They are bread pudding bites. They're fried. They have a caramel dipping sauce. They're the only dessert. They are the best thing on the menu. Everyone has told me that.
Tommy?
I think I have a drink. The Tommy Smokes drink. It's not alcoholic.
That sounds made up as shit. If we got the KFC, the Kevin Black Francis raspberry. Clancy, that is. The Kevin Francis Clancy lemon pepper wings, all kinds of wings. Mm. It is the essential tailgate food, the essential Saturday food, essential Sunday food, whatever you need. Essential Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday food. It doesn't matter. It is the best kind of tailgate, that genre of food. We got sandwiches for part of my take. Smitty's got Biggie's. I can't talk.
Balls, little sliders.
What's up?
Balls, little sliders.
Oh yeah, Glennie Balls has been working on cheeseburgers for 30 years, however old he is. He's perfected those. It's all the best food. Go to barstoolbites.com or the Barstool Bites app. You can also get them on Seamless, wherever you order food from. It's the best food in the business. Welcome to America, baby.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
You want to mock us, but we can talk.
I'm not mocking you. I'm
Indian. Do you want to go watch a game of baseball?
Let's go watch some soccer.
Soccer?
Oh my God.
Is that the round ball?
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
The Reds are running riot out here all day.
Oh my God. American football.
I had a long day at work. All I was wanting to do was drink some Heineken.
I just want a beer.
I just want a beer.
My wife
keeps cheating. See, we need to keep the same.
You know what I mean? I'll go from New York to
Southern accents are very good. Those are great.
Yeah, it's better than your fucking shit.
Yeah, my shit was fucking
perfect. You're dead. You can't take it. You don't know what you're talking about with your bites and all of that. It threw you off, blood.
It threw me off. It got me fucking off.
You have to be able to do a Scouse accent as Liverpool fan, though.
I could do Sadio Mane. He's the best player in the world, isn't he?
I don't do if, absolutely.
Why are you laughing?
I big up Hamis every time.
I have an important thing to do here.
I have no idea.
Is it an American stereotype that all our wives?
Yeah.
Nah, well, you guys both went to that pretty fucking quick.
I don't know.
Well, you know what I mean? No, my wife's fucking someone else.
Yeah, well, boy, I don't know, bloody, you get me? But if it depends if you're working, like, if it's like a 40-hour week, and you're working like a 60-hour week, blood, and you're going home and your wife's still smiling, blood. She's receiving that Wesley pipe from someone else.
Oh, so the stereotype is we work really hard, but our wives are fucking other dudes.
The milkman slips in, the postman.
UPS. Opens it up for you,
blood. UPS man's there parking up his truck. I see the fucking.
The milkman.
I saw the prime Amazon
actually,
man getting
wait,
up.
Actually, wait, yeah, the Amazon guy there again. Yeah. Someone come out of the back.
In interracial business, she kept it moving.
Yeah, I saw it in the back.
So I look at the truck, blood. Yeah, Amazon Prime.
Yeah,
blood.
That was.
I got that.
I swear down, it looks like Barstow just said, dash her on the strip, yo, go trap. You understand? I swear down.
A-bone.
It was a mad thing.
he's like, put the word out, we back
I swear,
up.
Yo, we back, baby.
I haven't even seen the wire drop the wire line on that. What's up? How's everyone doing today?
Good, Zaz, good, bro.
I'm not good. All right.
It's been a long day, man. It's been a long day. The whole big news and all that. And now I'm here, but I'm happy to be here.
Dude, you don't seem it, and that's okay. You look like you got forced to be on this show.
So what happened was X walked in halfway through the Dave thing. So I'd actually run back to go see the other half that I hadn't seen.
All right. So am I that much of an international superstar? You decided to leave that box office Dave Portnoy viewing, blood. You know them way down.
Man, 120K on live, blood. So it was like 70 on Insta, and it was like 60 on like.
Yeah.
Fucking YouTube. Bro, yeah, that's YouTube. Mad numbers, you know?
It's crazy.
That's
and then it was like another 40 or something on Twitter at the same time.
Really?
Probably had TikTok in there. He's got like 10 man filming him at once, bro. I went to the New Jersey house, blood, this guy's sharing me. This phone's for Big Cat, this one's for Dave. I said, what? He's like, raw. Box office.
It's wild. I'm not doing well. You want to ask me?
Yeah, Keith, how you doing?
I'm not doing well at all. I feel sick. I'm very hungover. And I don't know what to do about it. I might throw up on this.
You should drink that.
I know. I'm trying to drink it. I'm trying to choke it down.
You doing less
I might throw up on this. I just drank some Prosecco. I just drank a lot of champagne, a lot of Prosecco, and I'm feeling like garbage.
If anyone was gonna ask.
Yeah, it's
not all right.
What do you guys think?
What do you guys think of my beard?
Yeah.
Huh? My beard.
Tommy's beard. What beard, blood? I'm not gonna lie. You that little triangle there.
I can clearly see it.
It looks like a Brazilian bikini wax.
It's called a beard. In America, we call it a beard. It's like here, my cheeks, mustache, goatee.
It actually looks like now you've said that. All I can picture is the thing that what's his name Borat was wearing. You know that yellow thing?
The banana hammock. Banana hammock.
That
beard. If you got a beard, then what's this, blood?
That's part of the beard. It's the lower part of the beard.
Is that the stalk?
What's this then?
That's the upper half of the
you ain't got any fam. That looks like the back of your hand.
He looks so confused.
I love so Tony.
You guys fucking with me? Listen,
man. I don't see a beard on your face. Do you understand what I'm saying, homie? Is that clear enough for you?
Yes,
dude?
I understand. I was afraid to counter the British accent. I feel like I hit my limit on British accents.
British accents are what we can do. I think you're all right with British accents.
You can't do that, blood.
Yeah, I can do a British accent.
From
I'm not going to stand down.
You're doing Scottish, Irish, you're doing everything but British, blood.
Hang on. All right, so if I wanted to do...
If I wanted.
That's probably the problem.
That's the British.
I can do a Bridgerton.
You get me? That's if I take out like £5 note, like Queen Elizabeth will be speaking like that.
What's he trying to speak? You trying to speak Cockney?
I'm just trying to speak British. I don't know what he's trying to get into certain counties.
They say they can't understand me and him. How can they understand him?
Trying to butcher the language.
Frankie, come give us your best British accent. Where's the mic?
Right here.
Oh, here we go. You could use mine. You could breathe close to it.
Look at him, he's in his own head.
I gotta work myself up.
Oh,
work it up?
Hello, watch. Hello. Hello.
Go on.
What's up, governor?
That weren't too bad.
That was all right.
What do you mean that wasn't too bad?
Because he actually said, he
what's
said,
up, governor?
Yeah.
He used the lingo, black.
Yeah, he said, he yeah. knew. You're just like, I don't know.
Oh, right, mate.
I'm just like, their British accents quite the best where you go, black.
Come on, lad.
That's posh upper class, lad. You get me? The posh upper class, it was, hi, I'm from Great Britain. That's the posh upper class. They wave like this.
I'm from Great Britain.
Yeah, and then there's the Cockney, like, look, are you all right, mate?
Yeah.
Can I have a beer? Can I have a Heineken?
Proper chat.
You know what I mean?
And then you have us.
And then we just talk like us, man. We talk from, you get me? We're Northwest Generals, guys. Yeah?
Are you still surprised by shit you see in America?
Me?
Like, I saw X's Instagram story yesterday.
Yeah, I'm very surprised.
So surprised. Are you?
I said to him, like, when he comes to more time, your head's just going to be up pause, you get me?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We have to get in pause every time. So
why do we have to
get
in pause?
Get
it in.
Pause.
John has no idea.
I want to know.
If you say something.
A tip, is optional, well. Blood. This is supposed to be the land of the free, blood.
Yeah.
There ain't nothing free here, blood. You get me, blood? You get me? I'm going to go to Martin Luther King Drive and see if there's something free there, maybe, blood. There ain't nothing free, blood. I'm telling you, bro. Man has to tip on Uber, blood, and I've got no choice. Like, even if my food comes and the drink spills on the food and that, I've tipped the fool. Yeah. He owes me money, blood.
One of the bigger rackets we got going is the pre-tip.
Yeah.
The pre-tip is, but I want
to. I keep forgetting to edit it back.
Yeah.
What? You can edit the tip?
Yeah, you can edit. Yeah. So you pre-tip.
Bro, if I tried to edit it.
You have 24 hours.
No, I tried to edit it.
Yeah, but I've never edited it.
I never
my thing was automatically on 20%. I hit edit, yeah? And all I could do is make it 15%. How
long are you going to drop it?
We're coming out of a pandemic. We got to help the heroes.
Now, bro,
my thing cost $16. What you managed to do. By the time it got to the end, it was 25.
What you need to do is start paying the fucking bigger wages. Because that's why you have to tip in America. In England, you ain't got a tip because you can go and get 10, 12 pounds an hour.
You get
in America, they take the piss and the owner will be like, you're getting $2 an hour, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
You make your money off your tips.
Yeah.
You understand? So it's you lot, blood.
Oh, it's not you lot.
Your ancestors, and you understand?
Oh, my ancestors were fucked up. You're right.
Yeah. 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 Blood.
We know blood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Me and my ancestors disagree on all.
Even
bunch
if I was even me being light blood, I'm still fucked up in time, blood, you know what I'm saying? But that's what it is. It's because the wage is higher in Europe that we tip on service.
Yeah,
so if the service is good, you tip.
But I also.
Why am I tipping, man, when you brought half my fucking drink and my chips are soggy? Am I a dickhead?
They didn't even give me my cheese fries yesterday, blood.
No barbecue sauce, remember? They didn't have no sauce,
blood. Oh, I was flaming hot nuggets and they're dry too, blood.
Yeah, they were.
You know what I mean? How about eating food and then putting flipping Vaseline on my
lips? Man, you're literally using the fucking drink as sauce.
Yeah, but that's
ridiculous.
It's almost like it's a nice way to be like. Like, when I go to Europe, I still tip. So I feel cheap when I don't tip, even when I know you're getting paid.
Yeah.
When I'll still walk away and be like, oh, here's an extra fiver. Mm. Just to, you know, I love
they must them. Love when Americans come out. Oh, I look at this.
Yeah, for
they
sure.
Smell
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
like I almost want to, like, leave a note. Like, I know I'm not supposed to do this, but it's muscle memory, so I reached into my wallet. I left a little bit extra for you there. Because I don't want you to think you're taking advantage of me.
Yeah.
I know I'm not supposed to tip. I'm just tipping because I'm a nice guy.
They won't even expect you to tip anything. That's the thing. They'll
so
just...
is it more sit-down places or
no,
kind of like
bro.
Here where you go to the counter
like
and stuff
everything?
Like that?
Like you don't need to tip, bro.
Don't get me wrong. You can tip, blood.
Like we
on
tip
Uber
on service.
And, like, for example, say Mango, I order an Uber Eats, and like the brother comes, like it's hard to get, say you have to come upstairs, you live in an apartment, he comes all the way upstairs, he's in a nice mood, right, here you go, and it's generally good customer service. I'll give him a tip.
Yeah.
I go out of my way to do it, blood. You know them way there. But when I go out to restaurants and like you're having a nice time, if they give you good table service and like that's when you tip, blood.
Yeah.
But here you ain't got a choice, blood.
Yeah.
You get me, fam?
The way everywhere
is man go, blood. Man's on Uber Eats, blood, and it's just changing my meal from $16 to $26,
blood. Yeah. Yeah. Now, what pisses me off with America is that you'll think like, it'll come up first like okay $20 then they add on the tax, then it jumps to
25.
Let me watch it. Watch it though then the tax, then they add on service charge, then it adds on, then so like that's three payments already, then you've got the fourth one that comes in, delivery fee, then the fifth one comes in, tip.
Mm-hmm.
Why am I paying Tom, Dick and Harry, Black? Big man ting. am I here to feed America?
Yes.
I have 100%. Two kids to feed, dog. 6,000 miles away, blood. I'm like, bro,
can
this,
I get a rebate on that?
It's getting mad.
Can you get a rebate on it?
Yeah. I don't know what a rebate even is. A tax rebate, like when you give me my money back.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, that's that.
Rebate, never heard of that word in my life.
Jesus.
Rebate makes sense. Refund, tax refund.
Oh, it's a refund. Oh, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, refund, blood. I want my money back, my dollars, blood.
What do we call it?
Tax return.
Tax return.
Tax return.
Yeah,
yeah.
So you guys will get, at the end of the year, you know, if you've been good.
Yeah. Or you paid too much.
You've been good.
The funniest thing about America is that you make the money, and then they tax you, and then they ask you to come up with the money, and then you pay them, and then they decide, like, if it's enough or not.
You lot are criminals, blood. Yeah. They charge me for my internet
nuts.
In the hotel I'm staying at. Oh, that's the biggest crap ever.
Crazy.
They charge $9.99. Gee, well, who put me in the hotel, blood? You know them way there? I didn't book it. You know them way there, fam? It must be big Barstool Sports, blood. Man's having to pay for. Don't get me wrong, they told me they'd wipe it off my bill, innit? So,
I actually have to. Yeah, I'm the 17-time Express card. They're like, all right, fine, you're gonna have it.
But why am I seeing $9.99? Like, why am I seeing it, blood? Like, you get me? It's not coming off my card with.
I agree 100%. That's one of the biggest rackets we have going. Like, a Holiday Inn, free Wi-Fi. Fucking
Marriott.
Oh, but you stay in a nice hotel,
They
know they can run your money. So that you stay in a nice hotel, they're like, actually $15 a night for Wi-Fi.
Oh,
you stay in a little
So the nice hotels charge.
The nice hotels will charge you.
Oh, I thought you meant man got put in a band like a dead hotel.
Nah, I
get the password, bro.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie. Like when I first came here, I was in hotels till I found my apartment. But Barcelona, I'm not gonna lie, they put me in some nice apartment in nice hotels. I was like one was in Tribeca. Then one was like Upper West, and then one was in the Village.
I'll give you a full tour.
Bro, I was living life, bro. But I always found the Wi-Fi password.
But how?
Bro, I'll just ask everyone until someone gives it to me.
But isn't it easier just
like,
to
I literally went up, like, the woman, like,
no,
like,
it's
like,
not
the person,
easier,
like, the woman that will come and clean my room.
It's breaking glass.
When she come, I'd be like, yo, how you doing? Like, yo, you got the password? Like, oh, I don't know the password. I'll be like, all right, cool. The next day she'll come, I'll leave her a tip. Then I'll come back again.
Bro, yo, you're just buying a Wi-Fi.
Nah, because I'd rather just give it to her than actually put my shit in and...
this, blood?
No, I'm not even telling you. It's a fucking...
I mean, that's
Uncle Sam gets enough, blood. You get me? She's probably on $1.
Yeah, you're right. You're making into a shop,
blood. In the UK, you don't even need internet at your yard, blood. You can walk outside a cafe, blood, with your laptop and use their Wi-Fi. They even got a password, blood. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But here,
I feel like I got a
Wi-Fi.
Now, they've
got Wi-Fi spots. That way you could stand like a charging port.
You know?
And you could connect.
That sounds kind of nice. Free Wi-Fi everywhere. You don't have to tip at all. It's like, I'm trying to go.
We got Wi-Fi here.
I mean, barely.
I'm done talking shit about America. We got Wi-Fi in America. Whoever told you we don't have Wi-Fi in America, we got Wi-Fi here.
All right, London, the free home in the grave and that, blood. It ain't a home with no Wi-Fi, though, blood. Get me charging, man, blood.
Not
them shitting on their own country.
So how long are you here for?
I think like 12 days, blood.
Yeah,
like
you
that.
Leave on the 22nd. Not
the 22nd.
Are you ever coming here full time, or is it you can come?
Bro, you be full time. I'm signed full time.
No, I mean America.
I ain't there, bro. Too many years, blood. Like, call that black fan. You know what I mean? It's a mad thing.
Great talk.
Oh, what, am I moving over here permanently?
Yeah,
when you lot tell me that there ain't no mice in the building, then But like, once you get rid of
mice, like you got mice in it.
You know them mice there.
You got mice too.
We
got Wi-Fi, you got mice.
Where do you get rid of all of them rats?
Yeah, we have mice.
Yeah,
I went hard and the rat was bigger than the fucking bar.
You get me, them foxes, blood?
Yeah?
Do you get me, fam?
I told him, I told him. Yo,
let animals, blood. I can't be dealing with those, fam.
Don't fuck with them, blood. That's why I moved to Jersey. No rats now,
no
blood.
No rats in Jersey.
Yeah? No rats now, blood. Yeah. No bin bags, none of that, blood.
No, just all of our trash,
that
rats.
That air hits different, blood. Yeah? When you go on that path, blood, lay up. You know what I mean?
When you go up into the landfills?
I'm telling you.
Huh? Are you saying the Jersey air is better than our air?
Yeah, I'm in Harrison, bro.
You better
I'm in the...
Watch your mouth.
You're like right next to it. You're right next to New York.
Where I am is packed, bro.
It's normal.
Like, where I am, I'm in the new bit. You understand? Like, you get me? Footballers live where I live.
Yeah.
I'm nice. You get me?
Okay,
I have to make sure my girl and my kids come. They're not living no fucking toxic lifestyle.
True.
They
gotta
wear masks enough around in this world, blood. You understand?
That's
like, whoa, bro. You know, walk around the NYC like this, blood. Are you mad? Come on, my yard, man. Are shitting on my doorstep. None of that no more, bro.
It's charming.
It's part of the house. He pulled up to my house. He was like,
what do you mean?
Troops. Like, nah, but because he was shocked because it's so, like, it's nice, isn't it? And he wouldn't expect me to pick it. He thought, like, my girl would pick it. But I picked it. So it was like, when he said that, I kind of.
I went to Charlie. I was like, when I spoke to Charlie yesterday, he tried to say, you know what? I hope he gave me credit because I chose that apartment.
Never gave me it. What am I giving him credit for? He found the building. I picked the apartment.
You built it from the ground
up. Trust me.
Built it himself over in New Jersey.
No, I mean, it is tough. I had the other morning, I had to jump over passed out homeless people just to get out of my apartment.
That's New York. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he lives in like actually,
have
nice
you seen,
have you
seen a rat yet?
You'll see the rat moving the bin back.
Yeah, for real.
It's so strong, bro.
Yeah, I know.
It's so strong. I swear to God.
You ever see Pizza Rat? One of the biggest celebrities New York ever put out.
No, I heard a spider crip. Now there's a Pizza Rat.
Pizza Rat. Pizza Rat carried a pizza down like a flight of subway stairs.
Pizza Rat was damn close to getting boy
Spider-Man, red blood and blue.
He just had a full piece of pizza. Just
and just and brought it. Yeah, went down the stairs right and like onto the subway.
Oh, good grab.
Great. Is that him? So what? Well, what's he done? Oh my God! Look, bro. Oh my God!
Is it bro, the rat
is dragging the pizza. Brother, he's flipping it. One bite, everyone knows the rules. Is that the frozen one?
Yes. It's the whole thing.
Have you seen that?
Like 2 years ago?
No, six, seven.
Way longer? Okay, yeah.
That's like pre-pandemic,
like. Definitely. How many
rats could you take in a fight? I think I'd struggle with one rat. That's a New York pizza.
I swear they say that rats will jump your neck.
You guys fucked the whole world up with rats. What are you talking about? That's your fault.
You guys are putting rats on boats. Those rats are biting people.
What are you talking about? That's racist. That's racist. I'm calling it.
HR.
Before you go, Black Plague started.
Why the Black Plague? Look at this one. I'm an ally.
The bubonic plague started in Italy.
Oh shit.
So you guys are all
your fault.
Okay. It was in Italy.
So there's
probably the Great Plague in England. Do you remember the Great Plague?
You're on though. Mr. I time.
It was like the Plague of London. It was like
what year was
it? It was like 1900s or something.
BC and that.
1900s.
BC?
No, 1900s.
AC.
AC, after death, right? AD, after death, BC, before Christ.
Yeah. Is it still stamped there?
Early 900s.
Yeah. It doesn't whole, really, like, but
it was wrapped around London.
I think it's not that. It was a weird word for death.
It was like a coronavirus.
I thought it was before Christ and then after death.
What was the Black Plague? The Black Plague. Why do they call it the Black Plague? I'm tired. You got the black shoes, the black hair, the black eyes, the all black. I don't get this, bro. What's going on?
You're only
thinking that.
And black beauty.
Yeah.
I'm with that. Melanin.
Melanin.
Black.
Love Black.
1346.
Oh, shit. I guess 1600, so that's close.
I'm here saying 1900s. So what happened in the 1900s? That might have been the Great Fire in London.
Maybe. A lot of shit happened. A lot of shit going on.
Was that the polio?
Spanish flu.
Something happened in 1900s.
Spanish flu.
Spanish flu. That was it. See, I knew one of
them. Spanish flu was 1900.
I didn't study history as a.
You remember when Trump tried to say the thing? They were doing it before Black.
I got a question. How long do you brush your teeth for in England?
How long?
How long?
Yeah.
As in
3 to 5 minutes?
Nah.
3 to 5 minutes?
Five minutes?
I'm one. Seven minutes. Get out of town. That's too many. I do tongue scraper too. I am a big supporter of the tongue scraper.
You get mouthwash. You know them with it, and I got mouthwash. You know them with it, and I brush myself twice a day.
And the
Euphorium toothpaste, black. We buy weed. We smoke weed, black. You get me? I don't want to be one of them old men with gums in my mouth. Like, I don't want to be kissing my girl like this.
That's true. You don't want that. My teeth need to be looked after. I have mans and pads, and you get me.
Okay, so wait, so you have 7 minutes.
Yeah, mans and pads.
No. 7 minutes per time?
Yeah, bro, you got to realize.
Okay, so I've got 14 minutes a day, you're fucking
up. So that's why when I message you, you're like, you're not ready.
Blood, I forgot my charger for my electric toothbrush, blood. So I'm fucked.
I lost my charger for my electric toothbrush. It's been a nightmare. It's been a nightmare.
So I've got, I'm old school.
I'm old school.
That's one thing. I don't think I've ever
lost my charger.
I don't trust this guy. One in the morning and one's at the night. I can't trust this guy. It rattles your brain. Do you know how long it takes to get ready? Like the whole thing, blood. Yeah, he's worse than me. Do you want to know how long? I shout the whole route, blood. I take longer than an hour, about an hour and a half.
Yeah, he's worse than me.
I take a half. So it's like I've got six sets of creams, I've got the ice cream, then I've got the fragrance, you know them. You are very slushy. I've got the face of a chocolate super. Remember when I came on? Yeah, you explained the whole thing. I was the flyest cleanest motherfucker in the office, bro.
You understand? You want white? I mean, cream, white legs, I like white marks. I'm sweating, bro. You understand? When I'm sweating, I'm sweating cotton, blood. You can roll out of bed, hold on, sweat. You can roll out of bed. You can literally wake up out of bed, put on your clothes, and just walk to the office, blood. I know one might not even know, blood, unless they smell you, blood. But you see with us, yeah. You get me? We need to cream ourselves and that. Man ain't trying to be grey-hands and, you get me? We, us black people have to cream ourselves. We got to look after ourselves. If we don't shower, black man, no.
Imagine I got a white mark on my hand looking like I had a wank and never wiped off. I just got like a line just there, black. I'm sitting on the path like that. Come on, bro, like, man has to be there, like. Even when I go to the toilet, yeah, and I dry my hands, bro, I get the tissue and I go in.
That's what I'm saying. Even after we wash our hands, I hate wetness.
Yes, I'm not vaccinated. Wash your hands, blood. Wash your hands, man. 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 Wash your
because you're around him. I pee bare handshaking.
What?
He's just pissing, not even washing.
Did you pee everywhere? That's why I can't pee outside. I've never been able to do that.
My stream's not straight.
No, it's all over.
Everybody got quiet for that.
Can't pee outside. It'll go. I can't control it. It's not. I don't have control.
I remember being on a fucking date, blood. Yeah, we're on an Uber on the way back, bruv, and the gal said, "Oh, I need to pee." Like we got licked in it.
Yeah.
Went W bar, blood.
Yeah.
Angle actually was a buff thing as well, fam.
She better have been.
No, well, come on.
That's what buffed I'm saying. With that day, you need to be set.
She stepped out, yeah. So imagine that.
You know, like that.
No, but when I'm saying she, what I'm telling you, she's a buff thing.
Okay.
You wouldn't expect that from her. Like, I'm telling you, she's one of them girls.
Nah, the buff teams are the ones that do the maddest.
Chanel bag, all of that. Can you tell you that, blood? Blood, imagine this, yeah? Obviously, me.
I want a lady in the street for a freak in the bed.
If I step out to piss, yeah? For a man to piss on the street, yeah, for me, it's like a quick thing, man. It's a quick thing. Bottle of water, wash the hands. Blood! This guy was squatting, fam. The girl was squatting behind the bin, fam. You get me? Like this. You know them ways, yeah. And I'm just sitting in the thing like this. And then she try to come back in the car and be like, "Oh, you're right, bitch. I touched me. Are you shit mad? Is she mad? Fam, she ever heard from me again, blood?
What are you talking about? Just because she took a leak in her fucking chick
with a nose ring, blood.
You know what I will not accept? I will not accept. I will not accept barefoot antics.
Barefoot and
soldiering in your heels, bro.
My
feet are hurting
as well. My mom told me, she's
I'm
like,
with you, baby girl.
If you're going to wear heels, you wear them until your feet bleed. And that's it. You never take your shoes off.
And I don't want to see you in slippers outside a rave, blood. I don't want to see you in your house slippers outside a rave.
No, I'd rather you have sliders in your car.
Sliders, not slippers.
Than walk barefoot, blood.
100%.
Bro, I walk barefoot because when I see...
I couldn't agree more.
I'm not going to lie. When I see females with that, I'm like, your dirty black foot.
It looks disgusting.
There's piss on the floor, there's
sloppy.
Crack on the floor, there's shit.
How
can you walk barefoot in New York? Yeah. I'm scared to step on the floor.
I mean, because they released Lord of the Rings, fam, and everyone thought that it was the thing to do.
God, I'm setting you,
blood. It just is what it is, fam.
No, you can't do it.
Frodo, blood. Frodo, Samwise, and their man know what they're doing walking on the floor.
That is a.
You know what I mean? It just is what it is.
They have to firm it, bro.
You gotta leave shoes on.
I don't wear shoes the whole time. Do you agree, Kelly?
To keep your shoes on, 100%. That's my mom. She told me, literally, if you're going to wear shoes, you leave them on. At weddings, at wherever the hell you are, you leave them on.
That's a queen.
A lot of bitches take their shoes off, and it's gross.
If you're in Siesta Key, it's one of
them. If you're on the beach, then say no more.
If
you're on the beach,
yeah,
take your shoes off. Like Fire Island or something, or like San Diego. You might Florida.
Were you doing Fire Island?
That's Jets.
I knew that was good.
Yeah. He's the man. He's the man. They held the boat for us. That's how much this nigga runs the place. They held the boat.
That was something.
That's crazy.
So I was like, dude, we gotta get the boat. We're gonna be here until 6 in the morning. You know what I mean? He talks. He's there panicking, running. This big wonder just moving. Pause.
Unreal.
I was like, Zah!
Yeah.
I'm translating. I'm over here translating for Kelly.
He's translating, but I know what you're saying because I watched Love Island. I said that. I watched Love Island UK. I love it.
I don't do that in London. If I'm in London, I go home straight.
Do you guys watch Love Island?
Do we what?
Watch Love Island?
Yeah, we got friends that have been.
That's
why
I was going to ask. Nice. Do you have any friends that were on?
Yeah, so like.
I'm obsessed. I love them.
So who? So like Josh Denzel. Jack
Flower.
Oh, yeah, you're kidding.
Marcel.
Fowler.
I said Jack Fowler.
You said Jack Flower.
Oh, Flower.
That's what I said, Jack Fowler.
Oh, Jack Fowler.
Marcel. I got a brother that was on the very first one. Lewis Morrison. He's on the very first one.
Yeah, I know.
That's crazy.
Josh. Yeah, Lewis.
Is it common to have
Josh
like
Lindy,
friends
right?
that would be on
yeah.
that show? I guess it's kind of the same as like
you know
everybody
what?
That goes
no,
on
no,
the show.
It's not common. It's no,
no,
it's
no,
not.
No, no,
it's
no.
not common. Because he wouldn't, like, obviously we wouldn't know
would.
These people. No,
right.
you wouldn't.
No, I said
Josh,
I wouldn't.
Oh yeah, we wouldn't know these people
I
if we were know. Influencers.
No,
right,
maybe
sure,
Josh
sure.
I would, because he's Arsenal. But
I
think, and I knew him from games.
Marcel was Arsenal as well.
But the way I met him was we presented at
that's what
ratings,
I'm saying.
But then Arsenal, that's how me and him.
So when I was watching it,
I didn't know he was
Josh.
I liked his character.
Exactly.
I just added him. And then when his marketing team reposted him and said, "Yo, Troops, he's a gooner." That Marcel Fox would be kind of thing. I said, "Sit down!"
Oh,
and that's what I said. I followed straight away. And then Jack Fowler, now he's on AFTV. Me and Josh used
to go
to games.
Oh, then Josh is in the list then, blood. I thought you met Josh before.
No, I knew Josh
on
before.
Love Island.
Yeah, I knew Josh before Love Island. I knew Josh way before Love Island.
That's what I was saying.
That's what I said. I asked, I was like, is it like a thing?
You know what it is? Because we wouldn't know them now.
I feel like it's the same as how we know people from the Bachelor.
So Josh follows you, yeah?
Who, Denzel?
Yeah. No, that's fine. You, Josh can follow you. Kaz Crosley follows me, blood.
Oh.
No, she's buff, blood.
I don't want...
She's the one that left.
I'm engaged. Yeah, yeah. I don't want a female.
No.
I'm talking about Josh. I'm talking about Josh. My dad follows me. That's enough.
Hey, sis. She's buff. I meant Josh.
She's buff.
He's taking it.
We love her.
You know them way there.
Yeah, I'll hit them.
Kaz follows me.
That's brown.
She's our lover.
That's fantastic.
Buff team.
That's sloppy's gonna go home.
I like that. I like that.
We move.
Yeah, it's a good show. I love that show. But that's.
That's how we
agree. Question, John, not to take over, but since you got a couple soccer guys here, did you guys see the story about the PSG?
Oh, the French guy.
No, I saw the headline.
Oh,
no. Zoff's taking over.
So Tanya Harding is a figure skater that was like a very famous figure skater.
Is she from Colorado?
No, she's not.
Like,
I think she might
the Rocky
be.
Rocky Mountains.
Honestly, she might be.
I think she actually is. I'll look it up.
Paid to have someone
smoked.
Beat the shit out of her.
What? Like you're talking like, yeah. Like a gang thing, like I brought
yeah. She's from, like, she's from Oregon. From yeah. Portland, Oregon.
Same thing.
But she took a pipe to her knee.
So she's on the West Coast. So she's probably a cripple or something.
She's a freak. She's a freak.
Some on her own.
Other gang members are available.
Yeah. She had a guy take a crowbar to her competitor Nancy Kerrigan's leg, broke her leg.
Jesus.
And before their like big thing,
that's how she's seen a movie.
She got in trouble for it.
They made a movie called I, Tanya.
No.
You know Margot Robbie?
You know Margot Robbie? She's Australian, even.
Yeah, I know Wall Street.
The blonde, the hot blonde girl.
The wife. That's Margot Robbie. She played Tanya Harding.
But oh,
so they uglied her up.
She played the crazy one.
Yeah.
Crazy hot.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know who that is, Blood.
But wait, so
is
that
those screenshots on
the camera? Yeah.
That's a sick film. Watch that, bro.
In the PSG, in the PSG women's one, it was three teammates. The one that hired the dudes to make the hit, was driving the car. Then the girl that got fucking whacked. She was the one that would have started. So they just bought her from Barcelona. PSG had just bought her from Barcelona that previous transfer window. And they've been going back and forth for that position, and she was the one that was starting. So they were coming from a company party.
Was she out with DeLeo or something? Cause I saw she was out with Dalala or something.
Yeah, so it was three of them. There were three teammates.
Because it was
Diallo. She was driving the car. The girl that hired the guys, she was in the back. The girl that got hit was in the back. The starter was in the back. Oof. They hired guys. They came. One of the guys, I think it was like two or three guys. One of the guys came in through, got into the car, pulled her out, beat her up, pretty much punched her, kicked her, and apparently they had like an iron bar that they hit her with. She had to get like stitches in her hand. Yeah, stitches in her hands, stitches in her arms and all that.
Jeez, it was exactly the time you
were. One week later, the police show up and they grabbed that her teammate.
So she literally watched that ice skating film and they said,
She was like, all right, I need that starting berth. I'm going to beat up my teammate.
And that's so insane.
Could you imagine if like Salah moved to Mane or like Aubameyang moved to Laka?
Same
or, like,
car, bro.
Sun moved to
same
Kane.
Car.
Could you imagine that?
That's same
like, car. Imagine Sun's driving the car and then he gets Kane wrapped in the back.
Unreal.
Imagine Abba's in the Lambo cruising. He's cruising with Laka. He pulls up at the lights.
Yeah. I figured as much.
Okay,
so Abba's.
I'm not going to bring up.
What about Donny van de Beek?
So imagine LeBron James is driving and he gets Carmelo and then he smokes in the back.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That'd be bad.
Because it's a bit odd, right?
It's a bit odd that in the history of sports,
imagine if Pete Rose
male dominated field has happened zero times.
Because bitches are crazy. We all know this. I know where you're going with that. Bitches are crazy.
I'm sure it's happened in men's sports at some point.
Probably not. Because we would have heard about it, no?
Their brains are a little bit bigger.
Women are actually extremely stupid, so they do really dumb things all the time. Yeah, it's science.
Yeah, that was a wild story.
It's a crazy fucking story.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Did PSG cut her?
Yeah, Diallo.
So they released the state. So she was taken into police custody.
Damn.
So I don't know. I don't know what. I don't know what her. I don't know what her.
I don't get why she would.
I don't know what a contract situation.
I don't think it was her. You know, somebody must have said something. Like, why are you gonna ruin your career like that? It don't matter if you don't play. You're still at PSG. So that's one of the biggest female clubs in the world. Yeah. Why the fuck are you gonna fuck up?
The French league. French league is pretty strong.
You know, sack that bill. Boom. To work on her blood. No vagabond, fam. There was no vagabond in this.
Is she French? Is she French?
You know what I mean?
No, I just said that. It just sounds like.
No, it is. It is. It's like. It just sounds like. Pamela Boucher, shut the fuck up. Sacre bleu is. What is it again?
Sacre bleu.
I know Pamela
Boucher. It's like, oh my god.
And merde. Merde.
Oh, it's so. Oh my god. Is that what sacre bleu is?
I think it's like sacre bleu.
I thought it was something else. I thought it was something else.
I remember one day I heard.
No, no.
Oh, is it?
I think it means like. Oh, like what is this? Oh my god. It's like an exclamation of some sort.
And then she was like, you can say that. You can say shit.
What Premier League team do you see that happening? If any.
Any.
Who's knocking out someone? Even,
maybe earlier in the season when she was getting mad.
Who hates?
What are you talking about?
That people.
I can see
Donny van der Beek smoking Ole.
Yeah, I can see that.
I can see Donny van der Beek driving to Carrington, yeah, be like, oh, boss, yeah, let me give you a lift to Carrington. When they go down them little. They had a scrap on the field for Newcastle. Something happened between them, and then Bowyer's like, Dyer said to him, like, what? And then Bowyer's gone, boom! And then they've literally both got sent off, throwing blows, they got suspended, it's like magic.
Same team.
These people are crazy.
Yeah, same team.
On the field.
What the hell?
Yeah, the Arsenal, we had it with Bentner and Adebayor. Adebayor headbutted him.
Oh, Ramsey
Ramsey beat up Alexis.
Yes.
Ramsey punched up Alexis.
That's what
you know
I said.
Alexis Sanchez.
That's what I was about
are
to say.
Are there fights all the time?
Got both Aaron
Ramsey.
Do people just fight all the time?
He was trying to put up my team, yeah, and I knew two that he's been in.
I forgot about those.
Fucking idiot. I'm telling you.
Oh, that happened to the Jets. Geno Smith, right?
Yeah,
Geno Smith against Chopper.
That's what that was. That was the season, right?
No, that was a few years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, what's that one? Something happened recently.
That was. That wasn't like quarterback on quarterback. That was like linebacker.
All right,
I think that's it. That's a good spot as any to call it. That's Friday Night Pints. Go enjoy your Friday. It's brought to you by Barstool Bites. Go to barstoolbites.com. Get all the food you want, all the tailgate food you want. Get the Barstool Bites app. And that's it. Have a nice weekend.
Cheers.
Goodbye.
I've got that Friday feeling. I've got that Friday feeling. I've got that Friday feeling. I've got